George Jessel, for the last time I tell you, you can't take my place in my radio show.
But why not, Rudy?
As I tried to explain to you last week, we do not sound alike.
Who said so? If they hear my voice or your voice, who's going to know the difference? Listen. My time is your time. Your time is my
George,
time.
Please.
And my
George,
time is
George.
Your time.
Yes.
From Hollywood, George Jessel, I mean Rudy Vallee, presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time.
Well, is there any difference?
Your time is my time.
Believe me, it's the same thing.
Brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Vallee speaking.
Why couldn't that be me? Hello, Dream Show, George Jessel speaking.
Hello, Mr. Vallee.
Who is this, please?
This is the president of the Avocado Growers Literary and Billiard Club.
I see. What is the purpose of your club?
We have pledged ourselves to grow avocados in the shape of billiard balls.
Billiard balls. But why have you called me?
Well, Mr. Vallee, we have just elected you Mr. Avocado of 1945.
Well, thank you, but why this phone call?
Well, Mr. Vallee, we felt that you and the avocado have many things in common. Yeah, you and the avocado are cultured, aristocratic, and you're both so rich!
George! George, just think, they just elected me Mr. Avocado of 1945.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer fella, really.
Thank you, thank you.
It seems only yesterday that they elected me Mr. Pickled Herring of 1926.
Mr. Vallee.
Yes?
Next week our club is having its annual banquet, and since you're the head avocado, we'd like you to bring the entertainment.
Well, I don't know as I...
thank you. We knew you'd cooperate.
Well, what's the matter, Rudy?
I can't understand it, George. People keep calling me and ask me to furnish them with entertainment. You think I was running a theatrical agency.
Well, that's not a bad idea, Rudy.
What?
You running a theatrical agency. Who could do it better? You're absolutely right for that business. After all, you've given so many people their start in the entertainment world. You discovered a lot of stars, Rudy. Francis Langford, Dorothy L'Amour, Alice Faye, Rubinoff.
Well, I don't know.
John L. Sullivan, Lillian Russell, Ty Cobb.
Oh, now, George, you're kidding. Well, you know, I don't have the time now to look for talented people.
How far do you have to look? I'm right here, Rudy.
Oh, you wouldn't want to go out and entertain at banquets and clubs. You're a big man now. You're a producer at 20th Century Fox.
I know, Rudy, but don't forget it. Hot, I'm still an actor. Oh, to get out in front of an audience, to hear them laugh again, that's still my greatest pleasure. And besides, the way the horses are going lately, I could use a few extra bucks, honestly.
Please, let's not go through all that again.
You're missing a great bet. You know what you could do? You could book me at ladies' auxiliary meetings. I'll kill them. When I start singing, one bright and guiding light.
Yes, I know.
I'll never forget the last ladies' auxiliary meeting I played. When I sang My Mother's Eyes, Rudy, I made the rafters shake. And believe me, it wasn't easy. Singing My Mother's Eyes and running up on the roof and shaking the rafters was a very tough thing.
All right, George, all right. You've convinced me. I will open a theatrical agency. And I'm going to insist and admit that the first person I'm going to send out as an entertainer is standing right here now.
Thanks, Rudy.
Not only a great performer, but a tradition in the entertainment world. A man who's at the top of his profession. One whose charm with the ladies is unequaled.
Rudy, you're embarrassing me.
The modesty of this amazing man forbids the mention of his name, but I'm sure you'll recognize his voice when you hear him sing.
One bright and guiding
light. George, please.
A couple of years ago, we said goodbye, for one of us had to go, remember? And while I was far away, I dreamed of what I would say, the day I held you in my arms again. A couple of years ago, I started then, rehearsing the pretty speech I tell you. Here in your arms today, the words I had meant to say have flown away, but in your heart you know I love you even more than I did a couple of years ago. couple of years ago, we said goodbye, for one of us had to go. Remember, and while I was far away, I dreamed of what I would say the day I held you in my arms again. A couple of years ago, I started then rehearsing the pretty speech I tell you. But here in your arms today, the words I had meant to say have flown away. But in your heart, you know, I love you even more than I did a couple of years ago.
But soft, what light through yon window breaks? It is the east.
Truman Bradley, what's the idea of standing here reciting Shakespeare?
Well, Rudy, now that you're starting your own theatrical agency, I just wanted to show you how versatile I was as an actor.
Oh, I see.
No matter what part comes up, Rudy, I can fill it. Now, suppose a part came up calling for a gangster. I'd do it like this. Now listen, babe. Yous is me dream girl, see? Beautiful as a million bucks, see? And suppose I was to play an English cabbie. You're the apple of me eye, lovey. Beautiful. See what I mean?
Well, what if I wanted you to play your favorite role? What would I get then?
Then, Rudy, you'd hear me in the role of Truman Bradley, and I'd say, love comes first to the girl who looks glamorous. A man is bewitched by proud carriage, fine skin, and lovely shining hair. Perhaps most important of all is the allure of lustrous hair. That's why so many glamour girls use green shampoo with hair conditioning action. It has been found, you see, that drab hair could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. But Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It brings out all the shining luster. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And now this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. For this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, so there you are, Rudy.
Yes, here I am, George.
And I can see that your theatrical agency is really in business.
Yes, I intend to book a lot of bands. And right now, I'm writing letters to all the orchestra leaders I know.
Well, who is that? Who is that letter going to?
Xavier Cugat.
Oh. Incidentally, you know what my mother calls him?
What does she call him?
Escapy Kugel. Well, anyway, you know, this is a great idea of yours, running a theatrical agency.
Well, the house is going to suit my purposes. Every room in the house will be devoted to a different type of entertainment. I'll rehearse radio shows in the dining room, Broadway plays in the living room, and feature-length pictures in the library.
Feature-length pictures in the library? Where will your shorts be?
Where they always are, in the left-hand drawer of my dresser. Of course, I intend to use my den as my office. You know, George, this den is very dear to me. It has all the mementos of my college days. Even these old love letters here.
These letters look very interesting. Here's one you wrote to a girl you must have been crazy about. Dear Kathy, you're the light of my life, the heart of my heart. To be with you always, I would gladly give up anything. Fame, fortune, riches, and gold. Yours, Rudy. P.S. I can't go out with you tonight, as I have to return a book to the library or pay a 2-cent fine. Rudy, I bet you lost a lot of girls that way.
Yep, but I saved a lot of money.
You got it.
Well, George, as long as you've agreed to assist me for a few days in setting up my theatrical agency, let's get to work.
Okay, Rudy, come on.
This afternoon, we're holding tryouts for chorus girls. And remember, the age requirements for the chorus are for girls between 16 and 21.
Those requirements are strangely reminiscent, Rudy.
Now, if you'll excuse me for a few minutes, George, I'm going out to interview a few secretarial applicants. I trust you'll take care of the office while I'm gone. And remember, we do not use the phone to make personal calls.
Well, of course not. Who would do such a thing?
Very well. See you later, George.
Wonder why I haven't heard from that Sam the bookmaker.
I better call him. Almost forgot. Valley doesn't want anybody to make any personal calls.
Yeah.
What if I do make a call?
Yeah.
How's he going to know?
Silly.
How's he going to find out? Well, here's Sam's number. Let's see.
George!
Huh?
George Jessel, I warned you.
Rudy, I hear your voice, but I don't see you. Where are you?
Valley is everywhere.
How do you like that? He's everywhere. Another Daryl Zanuck. Well, I suppose I ought to be thankful for something. He lets me hang around here. I wonder if he'll get mad if I answer the phone. Well, I'll try. Hello? Valley Theatrical Agency. We pay our rent with your 10%. Jessel speaking. Who is it? Oh, Mama. Oh, for heaven's sake. How are you, Mama? Oh, you just came from visiting the Rappaports at their new house. They're real down-to-earth people. Oh, the house hasn't got a floor. I see. What am I doing here? Well, I'm helping out Rudy Valley. Yes, he's just opened a theatrical agency. Maybe I can get Sister Anna a job on the stage? Mama, what can Sister Anna do? She can't dance good, she can't sing good, she can't act good. She can do what good? Look, Mama, who's going to pay money to go in and watch Anna chop liver? What? Has she got a fella yet? Oh, she's still trying. The other day she went to a beauty shop to improve her appearance. They gave her a new hair comb? Well, how is she wearing her hair now? Over her face altogether. This is good. Is Mr. Valley still working for Green Shampoo? Yeah. Well, you want me to tell him that you buy a bottle of Green Shampoo every day? Sure. You like it better than root beer? I'll tell him, yeah. Come on, honey, take care of yourself.
Oh, George.
Yes, Rudy?
This is our new secretary, Irene Ryan.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? Oh, I just can't believe that I'm working in a theatrical agency. Wait until I tell my friends about it. Will they be jealous of me?
Miss Ryan, if you don't mind, I'll do the talking. When I hired you, there's one thing I forgot. What about references?
Oh, that's all right. You can show them to me later.
Rudy, this girl's going to be a big help to you.
Gee, this is so thrilling. Ever since I realized that I was going to work here, I've been walking around in a transom.
That's a nice way to travel, Miss Ryan.
Miss Ryan, let's get down to business. When you worked in the last office, did you take any shorthand?
Did I take any what?
Did you take any shorthand?
Mr. Valley, I'll have you know that I never took anything that didn't belong to me.
I don't understand. I just wanted to find out if you were familiar with your job. Do you know what the duties of a secretary are?
Do I?
Miss Ryan, get off my lap.
Miss Ryan.
Yes, Mr. Jessel.
What we're trying to find out is, do you know anything about your work here? After all, this is a theatrical agency. You know anything about singing or acting or dancing?
Do I know anything about dancing? Why, I'm just crazy about the turkey trot.
The turkey trot went out with Admiral Dewey.
Really? I bet they were very happy together.
Rudy, I can't take this. You hired her. She's your responsibility. I'll see you later.
I'll take it. Maybe it's some business for our agency. Hello? Who? Oh, Western Union. Yes, I'll take the message. What's that? He's coming here tonight. Thank you.
What's the matter, Mr. Valley?
My uncle's arriving here tonight from Canada. He's a rather eccentric fellow, and I don't know what he's going to think of me turning my house into a theatrical agency.
Oh, do you have an uncle in Canada?
Oh, yes. That's the French-Canadian branch of the Valley. This is my uncle, Emile Borio Valley, the big souffle man from Saskatoon. Well, I was planning to run over a few songs tonight, but with my uncle arriving, I'd better do it now.
Mr. Valley?
Yes, Miss Ryan?
This uncle of yours, is he wealthy?
What a foolish question. He's a valley, isn't he?
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Oh, Miss Ryan.
Yes, Mr. Valley.
Where is Mr. Jessel?
He went down to use the telephone at the drugstore. He had a few personal calls to make.
Personal? Oh, yes, yes, I see. Well, we better try and get some work done before my uncle arrives.
Well, I can't stay here much longer, Mr. Valley, because I have a date with a sailor tonight. Gee, I hope he's handsome. The last time I went out with a sailor, he wasn't good-looking at all. I was so disappointed when I saw him that I just broke down and cried.
Bald like a baby, eh?
He was even balder than that.
Well, Miss Ryan, I think I'll run upstairs and change my clothes. If my uncle arrives, please let him in.
All right. I guess that's Mr. Valley's uncle now. Oh, I'm too busy to go to the door. Let the cook let him in.
Ah, bonsoir, mademoiselle. I am Uncle Emile, Alphonse Valley Boreo from Saskatoon.
What kind of language is that?
My nephew wrote me about you. Are you not the Spanish cook?
What else?
What kind of a language is that?
What kind of language is that? What a accent you got.
But I have no accent.
No accent, he says.
Of course not. I am speaking English.
And if I may ask, what am I speaking?
English.
And are you sounding like me?
No, I don't.
Exactly. So you must have a accent. Tell Mahana child, are you liking it here in California, West Coast, Hollywood?
I cannot tell yet. I'm very short. I'm not too long.
What you're trying to say is that...
I haven't been here too quick. That's what I mean. Comprenez très bien, mademoiselle. C'est une chose très compréhensible. Do I make myself difficult?
They should be in San Francisco.
Mademoiselle, I kiss your hand, mademoiselle. Oh, la, 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 la.
I'm crazy for this continental. A Paris in the spring, je vois ta taille, vital, vital.
Oh, Monsieur Rudy, you don't look well. I think you are working too hard.
Oh, nothing, Uncle, nothing at all. I'm just...
But you shall go out, stroll on the boulevard, look at the beautiful women's. Ah, your American women's.
Hello, Rudy. Who's the Frenchman?
Oh, hello, Truman. This is my Uncle Emile Alphonse Boreo from Saskatoon. Eh bien, vraiment, voilà.
Well, Emile is a Frenchman. You should be an expert on women.
Oh, on women? La, 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 la.
Well, tell me, Emile, what do you think of American women?
Oh, they are so terrific, marvelous, sensational, and such hair, such blonde, such brunettes. Oh, la, 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 la.
You're right. American girls like their hair to look bright and sparkling, whatever their type. They haven't any use for dull, drab hair, which is one reason why Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action is so overwhelmingly preferred. You see, dull hair could be caused just by the shampoo that's used. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really, and soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. But Dreen never leaves a dulling film. It brings out all the lustrous beauty, sparkle, and highlights that make any color of hair seem lovelier. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So, whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, insist on Dreen.
No other shampoo. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Fine theatrical agency this is. I'm here all afternoon and no talent walks in. Oh, that valley. Why does he have to look for talent when he's got me here? I want to sing My Mother's Eyes and he won't let me. Goes around all day going... Well, he's not around here now, but I'll sneak it in now quick. One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my
George
mother...
Jessel?
I'm sorry, Rudy, I lost my head.
Well, don't let it happen again, and remember, Valley is everywhere.
Hello? Ah, some business at last. Come in, come in.
There is someone here. No, yes, no?
Well, make up your mind and come on in. Come on in.
Oh, pardon me, monsieur. I didn't realize that anyone was in this room. I hope I am not making myself clear.
Well, don't worry, you're not. I'll tell you that right now. Now, let's get down to business. What is your specialty? You're a mixture. You're either a mustard plaster or a French acrobat. Now, what are you?
Acrobat!
Oh, hello. Hello, Uncle Emile.
Rudy, this man insulted me. He called me a French acrobat.
Well, oh, George, this is my Uncle Emile. He's a great singer. Uncle, do that little song that you used to do for me.
Oh, you mean, all right? Which means in English, try and get it. Music, please. No, 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 no. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, honey, you're marvelous. I just came back from Canada. I stood on a phone and said, I used to say to her, my darling, I love you. It is a funny little name, but they are really not to blame for it. She only tried. You sure will bear. I reach, reach, and I parley boo. If you only do, I'll be strong for you. Sitting femme, que j'adore, de mon rêve divin. Sitting femme, que j'aime ton d'ardrina. No, 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 no. It may not mean anything to the dance, but I know you like it if you try. It will reach, reach. Now it's up to you. For this time, you just want to say so. Reach, miserable. You better bump, bump, bump. Sitting femme, que j'adore, de mon rêve divin. Sitting femme, que j'aime bien la chorée. Blou, blou, c'est une femme que j'adore de mon cœur. Oh, darling, I love you, honey. Oh, chérie, mon amour, tu verras que c'est bon. Nationally, love, oh, pretty, no, mero's air. Derrière la sympathique, bumblebee. Sitting femme, que j'aime, voilà.
Gosh, that was wonderful, Uncle. Tell me, how do you sing like that?
I'll show you. Mademoiselle Irene, you do this way. Wonderful. Monsieur Giselle, you do Wonderful, sensational. Conchita, you do like this. It's marvelous, marvelous. Monsieur Nephew Rudy, you do marvelous, sensational. Now, music, please. J'ai composé une petite chansonnette pour amuser tous mes copains Ouida. Elle n'est pas drôle, c'est que plus qu'elle est bête, y a que le refrain qui se fait simple là. Un bribita, c'est un bribita, un père. Un bribita, tape-moi sur les dents. Elle dirait pas toute sa maman, faut ça. Non, 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 not now yet. Mademoiselle? Marvelous! Elle a une petite chansonnette pour ravisée, tu mets que point de vue. Elle n'est pas drôle, c'est que plus qu'elle est bête, y a que le refrain qui se fait un peu là. Tu rebats sous sa maman, otsa, mademoiselle. Marvel sensational. Ah, c'est une femme que j'aime. Elle me disait, c'est une femme que j'aime. Non, ma chérie, c'est une femme que j'aime. Elle me prenait, oh, par la main, je t'aime. Et tu vas tout ça, maman, oh, ça,
it's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to sing another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. There won't be any medals handed out to housewives in this war any more than there will be to the common soldier doing any routine job of war. And yet housewives make their vital contribution. Saving used cooking fat, for instance, is mighty important. The army itself renders down and saves all waste fat it possibly can. And you in the little city kitchenette or the big farm kitchen can and must add your bit. Here in this land of plenty, it took a while for us to realize how much saving things, even the excess grease from the frying pan, could help to maintain both war and civilian supply. But we're in the groove now. We're all watching these little chores. Or almost all. Are you saving your cooking fat and turning it in regularly to your meat dealer? Don't forget that here in the United States, where we have meat rationing, that you get 2 red points. For every pound you turn in.
Rudy Vallée will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Leo Carrillo, Irene Ryan, and Sarah Berner. The Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson, and the music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Here's the story of a girl who found the answer to her prayer in the soap called Ivory Flakes. This maiden found her pretty clothes, gave up to twice the wear when she washed them oh so gently in Ivory Flakes. Sweaters and blouses, lingerie, she soon discovered how beautiful they can stay. Now they're lovely to look at, and all it takes is that ever loving care with Ivory Flakes. Twice the wear, Ivory Flakes, twice the wear, Ivory Flakes.
Tune in to Rudy Vallée next Thursday at the same time. This is the National Broadcasting Company.